Amy and I are happy to share with you that I'm running to serve you as the next president of the United States of America. This is a defining moment of truth for this country and for every single one of us. The challenges that we face right now, the interconnected crises in our economy, our democracy, and our climate have never been greater, and they will either consume us or they will afford us the greatest opportunity to unleash the genius of the United States of America.
What are your thoughts on running for president?
I don't want to do it. I will not do it. Amy and I are raising an 11-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 7-year-old. And we've spent the better part of the last 2 years not with each other, missing birthdays and anniversaries and time together. And our family could not survive more. Please clap.
Yeah, Beto O'Rourke announcing that he wouldn't run for president, announced that he is running for president. Just so you know, that was the two Betos there. That was Beto back in November or October saying that he would never run, and that's Beto this morning saying that he is running because he can't stand it, because he thinks that in a field of 24 people, he's the best choice.
Clearly.
Just so you know.
Clearly.
Maybe it's the teeth.
Maybe. Maybe they let go of a few of those kids. A couple of those kids don't have as much on his plate. Situation changed.
Maybe he dropped him off with those other caged children down in Texas. You think?
Something's changed.
What do you say? What do you say to that guy?
Man.
He's got a mouth full of teeth and a brain full of mush. That's Beto O'Rourke. The best article they did on him, if you'll remember this, is that after he ran unsuccessfully for Senate down in Texas, is that he kept getting in his own way. Like, he had these handlers who were promoting him as the next generation, the youthful generation. He understands the challenges of climate change. He understands what you're going through as a young individual raising children. He's going to give you free college and free health care, and he's going to open the borders to the huddled masses from around the world. And then the idiot would go out and say something really, really stupid, because he's clearly a manufactured candidate, just like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He had handlers, but he ignored what they were saying. And in Alexandria's case, she can't avoid being in front of a camera all the time, and she just constantly says things that just aren't so. It's an amazing world that we live in these days in politics. I don't know why anybody who announces a running for president thinks we need anybody else running for president. It just makes no sense to me. And Biden's next.
Yeah.
Biden's next. And, Shapiro posted a piece this morning from somebody who's just convinced that if Biden runs, he'll win. That despite all of the stupid sound bites I have collected from him over the years in 7-Elevens and talking about young, clean, articulate black men, and all that's not going to matter. That he's going to come in and look so sane compared to the rest of the assorted nuts on the left that he'll win the primary, and they believe he'll have a chance of winning the... I would venture to say this will be the third presidential contest Joe Biden will lose. He can't beat Donald Trump. He can beat the rest of those people on the Democratic ticket. He can't beat Donald Trump. I don't believe that he can. He's no Barack Obama. He's just not. Everybody speculated that Biden would start running and he would have Beto O'Rourke as his running mate. There was a story out a couple months ago that Biden had already secretly gotten O'Rourke to agree to run as his running mate. Maybe that's the only reason O'Rourke announced, is to get the headlines. Then Biden sweeps in, starts winning all the primaries, and attaches O'Rourke to him as his vice presidential candidate in hopes of somehow cementing the basement crowd, the people living in mom and dad's basement, the Bernie Sanders progressives, I don't want to work, please give me everything for free, would vote in the hopes that it would be helping O'Rourke become president eventually. I think I've just summed up the Democratic presidential strategy this year. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I think you've thought that out more than they have.
Maybe.
I don't think they're doing a very good job strategizing at all. So you just handed them that one.
And here we are. How about that? Mm-hmm. Lots going on this morning, folks. Great piece of all places in the Riverfront Times. I told you I went on Donnybrook a while back and had some interesting conversations with Ray Hartman. Politically, we're at opposite ends of the spectrum, right? Ray is a screaming liberal, I'm not. And we had some interesting conversations about a variety of issues, including MAGA hats and Fox News. But on the issue of bailout together, we're on the same page. And he put a well-written piece in the Riverfront Times yesterday. I put it out on the Facebook page there, the Mark Cox Show on Facebook. I'm going to talk about that a little bit when we come back, because he makes some points that the public needs to hear, that the people at Better Together don't want you to hear, that most of their figures are completely speculative and made up as to what they're claiming they can save if they just combine everything. And it's a fascinating look. By the way, I did mention I was going to give away a t-shirt right now, and I'm going to. Caller number 12 to 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. You will get your hands on one of the brand new Mark Cox Morning Show t-shirts in whatever size you want. And you'll have to come down here to the Bomberito box office and pick it up. We'll have it ready for you soon. We'll be right back. Al Gore must be really confused these days, like more confused than normal. He probably looks at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's going around telling people the world will end in 12 years, saying, I've been telling people that for 30 years.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Why is she getting credit for it now? You know, I mean, come on. He's been forecasting water overflowing New York City for 30 years now. And you know how he does that, don't you? He flies around in his Gulfstream 4, a multi-million dollar plane with its big carbon footprint, powered, I should mention, by fossil fuels, to spread the word about the dangers of global warming. Just wanted to point that
out.
It's true.
Just doing his part.
Congratulations to David from Bunker Hill, Illinois, the winner of our t-shirt today. We'll give away another one tomorrow. And I should mention that you can always go to our website. This is brand new, a brand new feature, 971talk.com/merch, M-E-R-C-H. And you can look at all of the merch that we have on there. And you can do simple math and judge which one is the best deal. Right?
Yeah, you choose. Just figure new, it out on
you
your
You don't
own
even have to know new math.
One of each.
Just simple subtraction will tell you which one is the best deal.
By one of each, and then the one that's the best deal by two.
Yes.
I don't even care about that. I'm just telling you. I'm not making any money off of it. I'm just saying it's a great deal. It's like rock bottom prices right there. You can get your own t-shirt if you don't win one. Just pointing that out. By the way, I think it may be time for a no-merger minute, don't you?
This is your no-merger minute.
That's sick. Those are corrupt bastards, Chris.
You need to get your head out of your butt. Focus on the real issues.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
How about new?
I love that. Can I just tell you that? So Denise has been reporting all morning that there's yet another group getting together to hear of the multiple benefits?
The second of the town hall meetings is tonight. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first one didn't go so well for them because they held it and a bunch of people got together and started throwing questions at them that they can't answer. Questions like, well, but why is my uncle in Kansas City voting on how my government operates? Well, we have to do it that way because it's the only way to do what we want, what we think is in your best interest, because you're not smart enough to figure it out yourself. Don't you love that answer? So anyway, I digress. Ray Hartman over at the Riverfront Times had a great piece on Better Together and the failure of the organization after 5 years to make their case effectively, despite the slick marketing and the millions of dollars being put in to spin this as something positive. And what Ray pointed out in his piece, which I've got up on the website, we'll get it on the blog there at 971talk.com/Cox, is that Better Together has zero facts to back up its most crucial claims, like their claim that more than $4.9 billion can be cut from the government budgets of the city and county over the next decade. And you know, Hartman says there's a couple of things that he wouldn't mind seeing consolidated, but he points out the fact that he got on the phone. He spent an hour on the phone with this Leipoltz guy from Better Together and some of his team members, and they were unable to answer his questions. His words, not mine. They just don't have the goods. There are no facts whatsoever to support the notion that forming the proposed Metro City will cut government costs at all, much less save billions and billions. And I'm sure Ray will appreciate that I did that in my best Donald Trump accent. Better Together bases its projections on, wait for it, assumptions, not facts. And that is such an important point here. Those assumptions they draw from predictions that city and county budget officials have produced nothing more compelling than assigning an arbitrary alleged savings factor of 1%. An arbitrary alleged savings factor of 1% and presented it as financial analysis. So they, in other words, his point is, as rural Missourians upon whose votes BT is counting might say, that dog won't hunt. They might as well replace the 4.9 billion number with 4.9 trillion because it's that far off. Using real numbers, not assumptions, a wide range of academics have studied this, and they've reached a far different conclusion. That basically, a larger number of local governments, it's inherently bad. The premise of that will result in an increased taxpayer expense, lack of efficiency, or lack of responsiveness is not supported by available research on the issue. So in other words, what Better Together wants you to do is trust them. Trust that they know what's better for you. And the most glaring example is the police department. They have no idea how it would work. They're just telling you they could save money by doing it that way and it would be better. Tell people in Clayton or Florissant or Kirkwood that they'd be better off without their own police department where they know all these folks. Are you kidding me? And here's the piece de resistance of Ray Hartman's assumption here. I love this. When it comes to government, bigger isn't necessarily better. Top of Ray's head blew off when Ray the liberal realized that. Big government is not the answer. That's what Better Together wants you to believe. 314-241-9797. I'll get to my friend Tim Jones coming up here in a minute. We'll talk more about the circuit attorney's office rejecting a search warrant. How did they get away with that? We'll answer those questions and more coming up.
Jeff Fox News! Jeff Fox News! Jeff Fox News!
Now, let me apologize for the quality of the audio there and also the quality of the individuals making that noise.
Quality and content, both lacking.
Those are Media Matters protesters outside of Fox News headquarters calling for Tucker Carlson to be fired. Because Media Matters, the George Soros-funded organization, dug up some comments Tucker made 15 years ago that they're suddenly too offended to live with. We're going to talk more about this garbage coming up here in just a little while. But first, let's get to our guest.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my falsetto.
Bad and bougie.
Hey, my friend Tim Jones joining us this morning. Tim, how are you?
Hey, Mark. Hey, gang. Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
Great to get you on. Did you see Beto O'Rourke announced for president this morning?
Thank God.
Oh, I know. And Denise pointed out to me that
my week.
He used to be in a band called the Karen Foss Band. Is that what it was?
Just Foss.
Oh, it was just Foss. It wasn't Karen Foss.
And another one, too. I think Swedes or something. And he wore a dress.
Dude has got long hair and a goatee, and he's wearing a dress on the album cover of this band.
It's punk rock.
Dude looks like a lady. I can sing that song, too.
Yeah, I teed that up perfectly. Thank you, Tim, for taking that. Can you sing that in a falsetto for me?
So Robert Francis O'Rourke is going to run for president. That's fantastic.
Yeah, no. He's Hispanic. His name is Beto. Different guy?
Just what the Democrats need, right? The party of inclusivity. They need one more white male at the top of their ticket. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but he's got good teeth.
Right.
I'm just saying.
You know, Mark, it's amazing. Isn't it amazing how they do this? They do this at the state level here in Missouri. They do it on the national level. Every time some real hip, cool Democrat loses, suddenly that qualifies them to be a presidential candidate. I mean, I guess that when you have a party that's all based on feelings and emotion and not really accomplishing anything, I guess that makes sense.
Well, Stacey Abrams, who's never, I mean, I know she was in Georgia state government, but she suddenly thinks that because she lost a race for governor, clearly lost, tried to make excuses for losing, just like the guy in Florida tried to make excuses for why he lost, but he lost. That suddenly qualifies you to be president of the United States. Did you know that?
Well, because you appeal to that, you know, it's all about how you feel about it, Mark. It doesn't matter if they don't have any accomplishments or not. I mean, Beto O'Rourke was in Congress, and that's a notable accomplishment, but look at his record in Congress. Tell me what he passed. What did he get done for the people of America, or even the people of Texas? I mean, what is his resume? You know, apparently it's like you said, you know, having good teeth, having good hair, and having a good public relations campaign where a camera follows you around the country as you go to the dentist and have your other adventures and travel.
Well, and as somebody who's been involved in politics for a long time, I read a big article on how he just, despite the best efforts of his handlers, he just kept stepping in it when he was running against Cruz in Texas. He couldn't get out of his own way.
Yeah, Mark, you know, it's a whole different animal to run for the presidency of the United States. As we saw on our own side, where we had 16, 17 candidates, and when you start stripping away people's veneers and challenging them like Donald Trump did and said, okay, well, you know, you've been a politician for a long time and you've given a lot of flowery speeches, you know, but where do you stand on the issues? What are you going to do for the country?
Right.
And President Trump had three.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Simple things, right? We all still remember them. So almost 3 years later, he said, I'm going to help create an environment for jobs. I'm going to try to do everything I can to enforce our borders, and I'm going to crush ISIS. And, you know, he's done the economics. You can't argue with them. You know, only the craziest leftist liberals say things like this is still Obama's economy or Trump's hasn't done anything for the nation. So, you know, he's done great things for the economy. We don't talk about ISIS anymore. Why? Because Donald Trump crushed the caliphate. They're gone.
You're right.
And the third thing is, you know, he's got people in his own party fighting him against immigration reform, but he's trying it, and he's moved ahead, and portions of the wall are being constructed. So it's promises made, promises kept. With the Democrats, it's just make a bunch of promises. And that's what Beto is apparently good at. That's what apparently Joe Biden's really good at. Bernie Sanders, you know, chicken in every pot, as you say. I just do think it's hilarious that, you know, on all these polls, despite, you know, their best efforts and everything they're trying to do, I'm sure Beto will be right up there with the two other white males, Sanders and Biden.
Yeah, I just can't see. I've said that yesterday. I just don't think that is what the Democratic Party is going to produce this year in this election. I just don't see that.
Going. Yeah, Mark, it's hard to tell where they're going, isn't it? I mean, they are absolutely. We've been talking about this for weeks, and it's starting to now bubble to the surface where the media, even the liberal media, can't ignore it. There is a civil war going on inside the DNC. I mean, my friends in Congress tell me that Nancy Pelosi won the speakership this time around by the skin of her teeth. I mean, it was in the single digits, you know, as far as actual votes she had. And what did she have to do for that, Mark? She basically had to sell her soul. She had to put all these new leftist, radical, democratic socialists on some of the most powerful committees in Congress. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Ocasio-Cortez.
Yep.
You know, they're on the most powerful committees. They're on financial services and foreign affairs. And look at the havoc that they're wrecking now on the nation.
It's embarrassing. It really is. Tim, let's focus back here locally for a minute on this Kim Gardner case.
Yes.
I'm watching this with fascination. And as somebody who's a former prosecutor, you must be as well. She declined a search warrant when they brought it to her office. Then she had a week and a half to do whatever she wanted before they came back. And they took her server, and she went to a federal court to try to stop them from looking at what's on this server.
Mark, you know, Kim Gardner continues to show us that incompetence knows no bounds. I mean, I've served with Kim Gardner in the Missouri House. I wasn't impressed with her then. I'm not impressed with her now. And I think most of the region, no matter where you are on some of the politics of the issues she's had to discuss, you know, you have to say some of the issues she's had to handle, and wherever you are on some of these high profile cases that have landed in her lap, wherever you are on the Stockley case, wherever you were on the Greitens matter, you know, Mark, if you think about it, she has not been victorious on a single meaningful high profile case. I think she's 0-5, and so no matter where you were on the substance of those, the result was that Kim Gardner and her office lost. And now I think what they're trying to do is hide their incompetence. They're trying to obfuscate just the fact that she generally on a day-to-day basis does not know what she's doing. And it's a real shame, isn't it, that the circuit attorney who's responsible for, you know, our very troubled urban core, you know, can't handle some of these most basic matters. So, of course, she doesn't want people looking in to the policies and the procedures and the lack of due process, perhaps, that happened in her office, you know. I mean, of course she doesn't want to look into the fact that she's allegedly hired these investigators who maybe should not have been hired in the first place for various incompetent reasons of their own. And so, you know, we just sit back and kind of watch the dumpster fire down there continue to burn.
Yeah, very, very true. And one can only hope that a couple of the officers who showed up to confiscate the server were the ones on her banned list. Mm. The irony of that would have just been a little too sweet, I think.
Well, and maybe, Mark, they can find out where that $120,000
is. Oh, yeah, that's true. We're going to have a conversation about that one of these days.
I've never forgot about it either. Others have. You and I have not.
All right, Tim Jones, I appreciate your time, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks.
Yep.
Talk to you again soon.
You bet. We'll be listening to Tim, of course, on Sunday nights on FM News Talk 97.1 there from 7 to 9. 314-241-9797. Your phone call's coming up. Oh, so that was him playing the intro there.
A lot of action.
Plays the drums. Wow.
Wearing a dress with his long hair. Now he kind of looks like the offspring of Lurch and a Kennedy. Those big teeth, that long head. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think he peaked in his dress days.
Yeah.
That'll
just downhill after the draft.
That's good. This is going to come in handy.
You're right.
I'm just telling you, that's going to come in handy. Let me get to the phones here real quick. Robert, thanks for holding on. You're on the radio.
Hey, Mark. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
I just wanted to offer an opinion on the Better Together situation. This whole thing is, I think, clearly based off of the democratic mentality of redistribution of wealth.
Oh, completely.
And it's just, it's ridiculous. You know, I mean, I would love for St. Louis City to have clean parks and good schools and superior police services like many of the folks in the county do. But, you know, to set up a system where they can dip their hand into the cookie jar instead of, you know, figuring out a way to make it work is absolutely insane. And I think it's really a case of the haves versus the have-nots. It's, the folks in the county, you know, can't enjoy all these things if we can't have them. And my thing is figure out a way to make it work and make it happen, because that's what you were elected to do. And if you can't do that, you're not entitled to skirt around it with a crazy proposal like this.
Yeah, and a statewide vote. Yeah, I appreciate you making the point, Robert. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. This proposal is the perfect storm of the one percenters that the left seems to hate, proposing something they think they're going to profit off of, and then the left-leaning academics deciding that they'll team up with them and take advantage of it as long as they have an opportunity to transfer some wealth at the same time. If you live in the county, that wealth is coming out of your wallet. That's what this is. It's an odd bedfellow situation. 314-241-9797. Jim Talent at 710. Todd Starnes at 737. Cheryl Atkinson at 810. We'll be right back.